Every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, in studio again. And Rich, welcome back. Good to see you.
Good to see you. We see you getting a lot of love, I guess, from both candidates again.
Crisscross in the area.
Coming to Armstrong County, Westmoreland County, and Indiana County, former President Trump the other day, and now Vice President Harris coming today to give, from what we hear, is going to be a major economic speech.
Why are we so important?
Numbers. It all comes down to math. And the fact that we are the biggest with the most electoral votes as a swing state. So there are only really about a half a dozen states in the country that are actually up for grabs. Everyone knows how California is going to vote. Everyone knows how Alabama is going to vote, et cetera, et cetera. But you've got, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, kind of up in the north. North Carolina's kind of come into play a little bit, along with Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. So that's about it. That's about where the election is going to be won. And the biggest prize of all is Pennsylvania.
Donald Trump said the other day when asked about, you know, doing another debate, he said, you know what, kind of I've done two. It's too late. People are starting to vote. In South Dakota, I guess they already had their mail-in ballots. When do Pennsylvanians start sending in their mail-in ballots?
Typically, we'll see them early October. So I would expect in the next week or so, those ballots will come out. All of the court challenges have been adjudicated. And so the ballots are official to be done now. So that the Secretary of State has authorized that at the state level, and you'll start to see those ballots come out.
Has anything changed from 4 years ago when it comes to the mail-in ballots?
Legally, no. I think operationally, yes, because I think counties, including Allegheny, have gotten better just because of more practice. It was so brand new in 2020. You remember back then, Allegheny, and I was executive at the time, we didn't finish our counting until the end of the week.
Right.
It was Saturday morning after Tuesday. We now in Allegheny are giving results, the mail-in results, literally at 8:01, 8:02 on election night. I fully expect that on election night, Allegheny will have their numbers done. Will the other 67 counties have it done? That's to be determined.
Any guess as to when we might know? We're all assuming this is a very close race.
Yes.
And could go either way. And people want to be sure that whichever candidate gets the most votes, it's announced as soon as possible. Is it possible that we'll know the next day?
It is possible. And I think it really depends on how close. If it's within tenths of a percentage point, you're going to be counting military ballots that can kind of come in up to a week later. You're going to be counting provisional ballots that go back to a board. That takes a week or so to do. But if you get enough of a margin on election day, you may be able to call it that night or the next day.
And again, that'll begin in early October here in the state of Pennsylvania. October 1st, we have a vice presidential debate on CBS. We'll be carrying that. I'll be interested to see how those two candidates battle each other. And then after that, it doesn't look like there'll be any more debates.
You never know. One thing I think we've seen with former President Trump is he often changes his mind. So if he feels like he wants to go debate and he has a lot of confidence in his ability to get his message out, he's able to do that. But that remains to be seen. If you remember even the debate that they had a couple of weeks ago, there was talk about not having it, not liking the format, turning off the microphones, not having a crowd, et cetera, all those type of things. So I think there's a lot of fluidity in what's going on. The candidates are making adjustments almost on a daily, more even on an hourly basis at this point, where they're going to visit, who's going to be up on stage with them. Just look at the North Carolina thing just a week ago. One of the biggest supporters of the president was the candidate running for governor, and he had been with him. Then the story comes out about him and some of the past comments he made. All of a sudden, the former president goes to North Carolina. The governor candidate's nowhere to be seen. So these things happen, and it happens on both sides.
There's usually an October surprise But it seems like we've had a lot of surprises here in the last few months.
I think we're surprised.
I don't know what else could happen.
The biggest surprise would be there no surprise, I guess, at this point. Who knows?
All right. We've got a special guest coming up at the bottom of this half hour, Dr. Roger Davis, who is the president of Beaver County Community College. And you say they're doing some amazing things.
They have been. Dr. Davis and his team have really, you know, ramped up a number of years ago, not just recently. They were a big part of when the cracker plant came around a decade or so ago, and they began that process. The training that Dr. Davis and his team ramped up to get people ready for this new industry. And he's going to talk about some of the great things that they're doing, some of the agility agreements that they have with Penn State, where kids can matriculate from community college on over. I think we've really seen over the last few years how important our community colleges are as the four-year universities of cost and debt and people worried about that, you know, and how that's all working for families to be able to afford the education and the things that they need to do. You know, we saw a lot of stories come out. You know, the airport continues adding Iceland Air, more flights there, more with British Airways, more freight and cargo, things that are really happening around. And I heard you know, with Patrick Murphy, former Congressman Murphy before, talking about the nuclear reactor potentially coming back online at Three Mile Island. The energy needs, and we saw that when I took my team to Washington last week. There's a lot of interest in what we're doing here.
Yeah, and especially because, as I understand it, a lot of this artificial intelligence requires a lot of energy, too.
Immense amount of energy. And guess where there's more energy than any place in the country? Right here in our own backyard. So we're sitting in a pretty good place.
All right, more coming up. Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. And we continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Bridges. We have more bridges than any city on earth.
We love our hillsides. We love our rivers and our valleys. But that means you got to build a lot of bridges, and bridges are expensive to maintain. So, you know, our friends to the west of us in Ohio and Indiana and places with flat lands don't have those costs. But there, last year, a story that just came out the other day showed that Pennsylvania fixed more bridges, improved more poorly conditioned bridges than any state in the nation last year. So some of those infrastructure dollars that we saw happen a couple years ago when the infrastructure bill passed that we knew was going to come to Pennsylvania because of Pennsylvania's importance politically is starting to pay off.
Is American Bridge still a big factor? I mean, who's doing this kind of work these days?
There's a lot of contractors that are out there doing that. Pittsburgh is still the bridge capital of the country. In fact, the International Bridge Conference every year happens in Pittsburgh. They come every summer to the convention center, and you'll have, I think it's about 1,500 engineers and contractors from around the world that come here to learn best practices, share ideas. So there's an awful lot. We're a strong engineering and contractor infrastructure community. There's a lot of folks doing that.
And you introduced us to the robotics community, and a lot of people don't realize they've heard of it, but how prevalent it is and how important as part of the fabric of the community, especially for the technology moving forward.
It really is. And we had Jen Epicella from the Pittsburgh Robotics Network on a couple of weeks ago, and they've got a huge robotics expose coming at the convention center in early November. We're going to bring her back. We might even think about maybe doing something remotely that day. It is one of the most, they'll have 1,000 people demonstrating different robots that do so many different things. We are the capital of the world. There's also a big AI conference coming here that Bakery Square and the folks are having next in a couple of weeks. Governor Shapiro is actually coming into town for that. So between AI and robotics, Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh region were poised. And again, we talked about energy earlier, having that natural gas.
Right.
It's like having the ace in the hole.
And the mention of nuclear suddenly, what does that mean for Westinghouse?
I think it means there's going to be more interest, more contracts, more work coming for Westinghouse. When people talk about AI, they talk about three sources of energy needed. And the three sources are nuclear, gas, and coal. We understand that coal probably isn't going to be the way of where it's going to happen. But the other two, gas and nuclear, are the way you've got to power this enormous amount of energy, electrical energy that's required to run AI. The sustainables, the solar and wind, which are great, just don't have enough of the capacity to be able to bring the type of energy that AI needs, the kind of gigawatts that are needed and megawatts that are needed. So we're going to see a lot of that, but it's going to happen right here. And it's happening not just at CMU and Pitt. It's happening at places like the Beaver County Community College, IUP, W&J, places within our region. And a lot of this work that's going to happen is not going to happen in Allegheny. It's going to happen in Fayette County, in Greene County, Lawrence County, Beaver County.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission encompasses 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh.
Right.
So that's a real force.
It is. And we were on the Allegheny Conference. I mentioned that last week they have their annual visit to Washington, D.C. to visit our elected officials, and having 11 elected officials, 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans, all working together, going to visit Congressman Kelly and Congresswoman Lee, Congressman DeLuzio, Senator Casey, et cetera, talking about jobs, talking about infrastructure. I wish I could have had people watching.
It's encouraging.
There weren't fights about some of the things we see on TV. It was really about how do we make Western Pennsylvania work for the families that we have here.
So they were greeted, I'm sure, in Washington by our elected officials of both parties.
Right.
Understanding that we need each other to make these things happen. So the mission, what is the mission for the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission again?
To improve the economic climate of Southwestern Pennsylvania, to continue to build out our infrastructure in a way that improves.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our quality of life, making it safer, making it more efficient, making it for more economical, and to be able to be a place that not only retains our young people, but attracts more people, quite frankly, including immigrants.
You shared something with me last week that I've been thinking about since, and that is we talked about the job availability in the region at one point being somewhere around 50,000. But that number has been reduced substantially in the last couple of years.
It has. And we've seen more people returning to work for whatever reason we see it happening. We also see, as you mentioned last week, more people going back to the office. Amazon obviously making their big announcement, but other companies more quietly encouraging or actually imploring their workers to come back more days a week to the office, to the workplace. We're still trying to figure out, I think, that balance that people have become used to in the post-COVID world, and we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I talked to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey this week on Monday, and one of the things that he said that resonated with me was it's never going to go back to exactly the way it was when. There's still always going to be a hybrid opportunity for people, which is attractive in many ways. But it's also important, if you can, to have that personal interaction. I think that's important, too, when you're in a company.
There's no question. It's a real mix. And I know in your industry, you could certainly do this remotely in some ways, right?
We have the technology.
You have the technology
now
to do it. But Rich, during COVID, you guys came in every day.
We were the only station of the five. We have 5 radio stations here in Odyssey, Pittsburgh. And for a full year, all the other stations were working remotely. There was nobody in here. It was almost surreal, like a post-apocalyptic thing. But we had to come in here, as I understand, because KDK is the FEMA, the National Broadcast Emergency Radio Station in the region. So they wanted it manned. And we didn't know at the time where we were going with all this. But I spent a year in here basically by ourselves. But now, even now, some of our team members who aren't on the air they have a hybrid schedule about being in the office.
And there are some jobs that you definitely can do remotely, that you can do with technology. You know, you're doing a lot of computer work and a lot of work on your screen and telecommunication, et cetera. However, I agree with you. There's nothing like being in a workplace where you're kind of learning the culture, you're learning the ways of somebody who's done it, maybe made some mistakes, maybe done had some success. And it's not the official meetings. I've always said it's those kind of unofficial when you're walking down the hall, going to get a cup of coffee or going to the water station, right, et cetera, that you learn a lot of things that you couldn't do at home.
We're going to talk about workforce, and we're going to talk to the president of Beaver County Community College coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and our special guest via our video. Rich, you talk about new technology. You can see our guests, many of them on the radio, if you go to kdkradio.com and our video stream. And we welcome the president of the Beaver County Community College, Dr. Roger Davis. Good morning, Doc.
Morning, Good Dr. Morning. Davis.
I see
Good morning,
you.
Mr. Larry.
And when you talk about new technology, cutting-edge technology, the Community College of Beaver County and Dr. Davis represent a lot of that. Dr. Davis, tell us about what the great things about Beaver County Community College and some of the things that are happening there.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we're very excited. CCBC is one of the 15 community colleges in the state of Pennsylvania. We are considered the third smallest community college, but I always say we're doing some of the biggest things. Right now, we have just opened up a new site in Washington County with IU1, the first intermediate unit in Pennsylvania, and we call it the Washington County College Center.
Well, one of the things, and I'm glad you bring that up, because not every county has a community college. In Washington County, which is a fairly large-sized county, did not have access to a community college. And the fact that you've expanded, and again, a lot of the success that you have had, and you had a tour a couple of months ago, County Commissioner Jack Manning took many of us from around the region on a tour of some of the innovative things that you are doing, the partnership you have with not just Shell, and how instrumental you were in getting the workers trained for the Shell cracker plant, but so many of the innovative programs that you have that are getting people choices to be have career choices to make their lives better. Talk about some of the programs that you have that people can avail themselves to in this region.
Well, we have the gamut from aviation to health sciences, criminal justice, STEM. We have the Mascaro construction program, education. But I think I'm very excited, even at Washington College County Center, we have aviation, and we have high school students there right now taking aviation classes. They're arriving right about now. And what's so interesting to me, you can fly a plane before you can get a driver's license. And that is what is so exciting. We have young people that start at the age of 15 or 16, and you can be a first captain by the time you're like 24, 25. And there is no faster track to that than coming through our institution.
And the need in that industry for employment as people are retiring, I know they're getting jobs away. You're not coming out of that program and waiting around. You're graduating on a Saturday and starting to work on a Monday.
With a bonus, with a very large bonus, by the way, just to sign on. And so those are some of the exciting opportunities we have. Our nursing program is still very, very strong at the institution. I'm very excited that this fall we just opened Vet Tech at our campus in Beaver County. And so we're one of the few Vet Tech programs in the Western Pennsylvania region. And we hope to bring Vet Tech, in fact, to Washington County next fall. So that's just one of the exciting things.
Always appreciate the support for the men and women who have served us and their families, too. And there, I think, Rich, you probably know this, we have a high and per capita number of people who have served.
One of the highest, if not the highest, in the country in southwestern Pennsylvania. Going back throughout our history. You also have, you know, for people that worry about the cost of college and the cost of higher mm-hmm. education for their children, the matriculation agreements you have with Penn State and some of the other institutions, talk about that and the value that to spend a year or two at the community college before you might go on to something beyond that.
Yes, we have premier partners, we always say, and we're working with our premier partners all the time, trying to get them to do a few things. One, to lower the price. For example, RMU accepts the first 12 credits in their gateway program at the cost of the community college that the student is coming from. That's very innovative. We have a 1+2+1 with Geneva College. So a student starts 1 year there, comes 2 years here for our nursing, gets their ADN and goes back and ends up with a bachelor's of science in nursing. It's priced right. We also just signed an articulation with Penn State Beaver for various programs. And so we're keeping our premier partners because our primary goal is, one, we want our students to stay in Western Pennsylvania. We want them to secure employment here in Western Pennsylvania. And we believe that the students that work between our institutions, the community colleges, and the four-year institutions, they stay in Pennsylvania and they have a great life, a living wage to support their families and their communities.
The other thing, and when Larry and I were talking about this earlier, not to get political, because I know you don't want to, and I certainly don't want to, but we do remember 4 years ago, when a certain candidate running for president, who is now the president, where did he begin his very last rally? At the Community College of Beaver County.
Of Beaver County, and you know, really,
the center of the universe.
Stressful. It was very stressful because they called 7 days before he was coming, and the college really turned everything we could do. We did everything we could do to make it a safe, great visit, and it was an incredible visit to have President Biden here on the campus the day before the election.
Well, I appreciate the work you're doing in our community. Thank you so much, President Davis.
Thank you.
Congratulations, President Davis, on all your success, and let us know what you need, and we'll continue to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. That is President of CCBC, Community College of Beaver County, Roger Davis on the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald wrapping up our hour every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission joins us. Rich, I was thinking about, you heard talk about the draft again this week.
Yep.
About the investment because of what the return could be economically in the
immense
impact of that.
Immense return, yes.
It's huge. But I thought, what a light that shines on our city and will, like it did in Detroit last year.
Yes.
And they're trying to reinvent themselves and apparently have done some really good things there. How valuable is the window that we're going to get with that draft in two Aprils?
It's amazing, first of all, with the NFL turning a draft, which used to be just a kind of a back office type of thing years ago, to become the spectacular that it is. And the fact that hundreds of thousands of people will descend upon Pittsburgh, and the eyes of the nation will be on, obviously, the players and the teams, but there will be a lot of showcasing that goes on of the city to be able to show off all the industry, the robotics, and the things that have changed about Pittsburgh. I'm sure a lot of it will be down in and around the stadium, Point State Park, where they'll be having the celebrations. But it really will give us a chance to shine on what Southwestern Pennsylvania is. And when you think again about football, the history going back to the great, you know, Hall of Famers from Marino to Unitas to Namath, et cetera, Montana. You know, just the history of what we have been. It's going to be an exciting time. And look, sports is coming back. You think about the volleyball team at Pitt, number one in the country with Dan Fisher, and they've done a great big game last week with the number one versus number three, Pitt versus Penn State. We're in a good spot right now in some of our sports.
The football team is 4-0, first time in a quarter of a century.
An undefeated September between our pro and college teams. You can't do any better than that.
And Penn State's undefeated too, and top 10 ranked.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're a sports fan in this town right now. It's been a lot of fun.
You're doing okay. Again, we talk about the weather. Let's hope October's as good as September.
All right, Rich, always good to see you. We'll check in next Wednesday.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good week.
Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show.